Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am truly blessed to be able to come to you with this information.
All right. Well, this is something new. Welcome to 2016. Oh, this is just so awesome. And, you know, I decided to try something a little different. And it's like, okay, we're going to put some little different kind of music out there this morning. And I go, well, we'll try it anyway for today. But remember, I'm here to slow you down, not to speed you up. But I thought I'd start the year out with that just a little bit. I want to say hello, as I did in the intro, and the shout out to my PositivePower21.org family and everyone else in all the other stations that are listening. I appreciate you truly. I've gotten some phone calls and about things that you've been doing and the way your life is changing, and it just makes me feel fantastic. That's the only way I can call it, is to say that it makes me feel wonderful and blessed, and that I truly am making a difference in helping people change their lives. That's what I've been called to do. And this show is just one of those methods that I get to do that. Today's show is about, can your DNA be reprogrammed with words or frequencies? Well, let me tell you, I think that is absolutely true, that it can be. And it's one of those things that I've been talking about for quite some time, and going through and recognizing that by the way we speak and the thoughts that we have, we can dictate the way our life is and how our health is. And that's the idea behind thinking about this idea of DNA. Now, you can go out, and I found this on Amazon, but the name of the movie, it's a kids movie, and it's called The Last Mimsy, M-I-M-Z-Y. And the kids, well, the family, the mother and the father, they're going out away for the weekend or for the week, vacation. And the idea being is that they're going to Whidbey Island, which is off the coast of Washington State. I've been there. I went there for training. I'll talk about that a little later. And what happens is the kids find this box, and they opened the box, and the rocks came out. And what happens, though, is that this box actually, in the premise of the movie, came from the future. And what the people in the future needed, because we had messed up so badly here in the past, but what they needed was some DNA, simply from a teardrop or a piece of skin or whatever. And the Mimsy was this little stuffed animal rabbit. And what had happened is that they had done so much to, let's say, control, genetically control breeding, so to speak, that they had bred out of the body certain things, and they needed them back. And the only way they could do that is get DNA from the past. So that was the premise of this movie. However, they have little, there was a lot of education in this movie. There was education on, you know, mandalas, if those, if you understand what a mandala is, it is a drawing of different shapes that represents different things in multiple cultures. But they had a vignette on DNA. And I use it in one of the classes that I teach. And the idea of this is that your DNA has a lot more on it than what science had initially thought. One, your emotions are on your DNA. And these are referred to as peptides. It's been found that those peptides also dictate whether you become addicted to things or not. Peptides that says you can be an alcoholic, or you try drugs for the first time and you're addicted. The peptides are there that allow you to do that. But the emotions, your emotions, the way you feel, the way you, your anger, your happiness, your love, those emotions are also in these peptides, in your DNA. And so it got me thinking even more so about this idea of being able to take control of yourself by taking control of your DNA. Well, when I went to Whidbey Island, I was going to go to a study under Asara Lovejoy, who was the writer and is the writer and the creator of the One Command, which is one of those modalities that I teach. And in her book, The One Command, she was talking about the DNA and being able to control it. Well, initially I had an issue. It was like, really, I can control my DNA. I can change the way my cells are mentally by going into meditation and doing those kinds of things. And it took a while. I mean, it really did. It took a while for me to do that, but I'm a scientist. So I went back and started researching and looking, and comes to the fact that our DNA, we do have control. Experiments had been done that said put some DNA in a petri dish that's a little round glass dish that's used in scientific experiments, and that DNA belonged to a specific person. And that person that belonged to that DNA was in another building, all right? So Peachtree Dish is in one location, the person is another location, and they did something, I don't remember it, what it was right now, but it caused a emotional, physical reaction in his body. the same reaction happened to the tissue and the DNA in the Peachtree dish almost simultaneously. It has also been found that if you mentally tell that piece of DNA to unwind, now DNA is kind of curved, and so if you tell it to unwind mentally, it will. I'll let you think about that for a moment. Yes, it will. And when you say rewind, it will take itself back to its shape. So that's one example of mentally being able to control your DNA. Your DNA contains knowledge and wisdom that you may have forgotten because you have trained yourself to forget things. I give the example of a railroad station and you are, well, there are railroad tracks and you live near the railroad tracks or you live near the airport. And when you first move into that area, that airplane or that train really bothers you when it comes by. But after you've been living there a while, guess what? You don't notice it anymore because you've actually trained yourself to ignore it. So your DNA is filled with information. Just as they recognize that your emotions are stored on your DNA, your memory is there too. They have found, scientists have found that your memory is not in your brain. In fact, it's throughout your entire body. And it's part of your DNA. What brought this subject up for me today and had me decide to talk about this is that I found an article, and this article was actually written in 2011, and it says, scientists prove DNA can be reprogrammed by words and frequencies. And of course, knowing what I know, I said, okay, this is another piece for me to say, yes, this is so. Let me see what they're telling me. So what the article basically says is that the human DNA is a biological internet and superior in many aspects to an artificial one, right? Or meaning the internet as we know it. Now, this is a Russian scientific research, and it says that the research directly or indirectly explains phenomena such as clairvoyance, intuition, spontaneous and remote acts of healing, self-healing, affirmation techniques, all right, mind's influence on weather patterns, and they've seen that and much more. So it brings about a whole new view of our DNA and how it can be influenced and reprogrammed by our words and by frequencies. So frequencies being sound, right? And they don't have to cut or replace a single gene. Now that is good, right? Because now they're playing with genes and cutting out different sections and, you know, science, a lot of times, they think they know a lot, and they know very little. You know, it's like the appendix has no use, and now they're finding out that it does. You're right. So 10% of your DNA is used for building protein. It is a subset of DNA, all right, that Western researchers, so let's say those here in the United States, is being examined and categorized. But they have decided that the rest of it is junk DNA. And I go, there is no junk. We are not junk. And that 90% is just that they don't know what it does. They had no idea. So why call it junk? I go back and think about when they said the atom was the smallest particle in the world. Guess what? They found out that it wasn't. And now they're going smaller and smaller and smaller. They just didn't have the microscopes. And that brings up the other thing, that in the 1800s, early part of the 1800s, even the late 1800s, doctors were saying there was no such thing as germs. There's no such thing. We can't see that. We don't need to wash our hands. So we don't know what we don't know. So what these Russians did is that they found that the genetic code, especially that apparently useless 90%, follows the same rules as all our human languages. They compared the rules of syntax, you know, the way words put themselves together or way we put for words together, semantics, you know, the meanings of our language, and basic rules of grammar. And what they found were that the alkalines of our DNA follow a regular grammar and do have a set of rules just like our languages. And what their hypothesis is that our languages are a reflection of our DNA. So they've been doing tests, and those tests really took a look at, can we use words and sentences in the human language to change our DNA, right? Article, it basically says, and it goes back to the previous article I talked about before, living DNA substance, and this is in living tissue, will always react to language modulated laser rays and even to radio waves if the proper frequencies are being used. And finally, and scientifically, it explains, now wait for this, this is the good one, why affirmations, hypnosis, and the like can have strong effects on humans and their bodies. I've mentioned this gentleman before, and his name is Emile Cuvé, and he was referred to as the father of auto-suggestion. Now, there were other people who did hypnosis previously, but he used it on his patients as a doctor. And one of the things that he had them say every day, every morning, and he told them to say this a minimum of 20 times in the morning. If you think about it, 20 times at noon and 20 times when you go to bed. So 3 times a day. And the phrase that he said was, every day, in every way, I am better, better, and better. Let me say that one again. Every day, in every way, I am better, better, and better. And what he found is, as they said this, they did begin to get better. In fact, it is said that he's cured many diseases from his patients with his medicine as well as with these words. He had a very high cure rate. Not maintenance, right, which is what we're experiencing today by doctors giving us pills and things, but true miracles happening with people being cured. Science today has a hard time explaining why people have spontaneous cures. There was a gentleman by the name of Jack Swartz. Jack Swartz was in the Holocaust. He was in a concentration camp as a young child, and he survived that concentration camp, and he survived by using his mind. He was able to disassociate himself when he was in, I'll say, unpleasant circumstances. And for lack of another term, I'll say he learned to hypnotize himself. But he was watched and experimented on, and he became very famous. He was famous for taking what they call a sailor's needle. And a sailor's needle is, if you know what a knitting needle looks like, a small knitting needle, not a big one, and have a hole on the end like a regular, you know, sewing needle, he could take that and put it through his arm several times and not experience pain, and he would not bleed. Because he learned to control his body. His body didn't control him. He controlled his body. And one time when he was doing a lecture in front of an audience full of physicians, he put an x-ray up on the screen and asked several physicians, surgeons, bone people, orthopedic guys, to come and talk to him about this x-ray. And it was broken in several places, and they were talking about how this person would need surgery and that they would have to put pins in it and, you know, stabilize it to so that it would heal and so on. It would be several weeks, maybe months before it would heal. And Jack was looking at him, and you know, he's on stage talking, and needless to say, he was walking across stage and having major conversation in his lecture, and he finally told them that x-ray was his leg yesterday. He had broken it yesterday. And then they took another x-ray that day before he went on stage, and his leg was healed. Mentally, he had that much control over his body. So yes, your DNA can be programmed to heal you. Your DNA can be programmed to remove the affinity towards certain illnesses. You can mentally take care of those peptides and remove them. Within the One Command, which I also teach, we go through and unwind your DNA and rewind it, removing those things that are part of you that you no longer want in your life, and to actually restructure you so that you can become successful. So that you can gain the knowledge that is there and to become wise in your life. Okay, I've got a caller, and the last four digits are 7498. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, is this John?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you've called in, and I appreciate you. So was
yes,
there a question you had, or you were just listening?
I was just listening. I was listening because I just got home from work, and I decided to get home and listen to it because I've been doing a 40-day, you know, I won't be off topic. But I have been doing a 40-day, and I've been learning a lot of, you know, about my mind, and it's been helping me a whole lot. Cause this was about rewriting the DNA, right?
this was about rewriting the DNA, but this is still good because we can talk about that. And what, listeners, what John is talking about is the 40 days to prosperity. And
right.
You can also become part of that by going to 40 days, the number 40, DAYS.commandingyourlife.com. That's the number 40, DAYS, all one word, .commandingyourlife.com. Okay, so we let them know what you're talking about. So you're finding
right.
that you're learning things or what?
I learn about how deep, you know, how in you get in tune with the universal, the fixed, the laws that are fixed, and when you work with them, you know, that you can have anything you desire, you know, you put into your mind and have a plan for it, and it's like, you know, issue with my wife, and you know, I'm not worrying anymore. You know, I'm focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because I know that everything gonna work in my favor as long as I just keep, you know, meditating. And then you talk about Napoleon Hill, how about the sanctuary, the spiritual sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And like how when you get in, you can get into a meditation, you can ask certain people to come in and ask for their input. But what it is, it's a universal intelligence, universal God just, you know, joining in with you because you have tapped in to the limitless power, the knowledge and wisdom of that's in you. But you had to go inside to find it, inside your, you know, your mind. It's always been
absolutely.
There, but it ain't been tested. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. So by learning who you are, taking time to be quiet and be still and go into the meditative state and to truly ask for you what you want. So it is on topic as far as the DNA is concerned because that's what you have to do in order to reprogram your DNA. As I read
right.
a little bit earlier about affirmations, affirmations is one of those things that you're doing when you quiet your mind and you say the statement, such as, every day, in every way, I'm better, better, and better. It's helping you know and believe and tell your body that you are better. And then
right.
you continue to go through and meditate. And, yeah, I think you're on day four, I think, or something like that, or day five.
Day three.
But day three, okay. But
yes.
But still, each day, as you go through, you've got the lesson, you've got the questions where you question yourself about what you're learning and how you feel about it, which is really important, knowing how you feel about it, and then doing your gratitude for where you are today and for what you want in the future. So
right.
I want to thank you for being here and bringing that up so that I could talk about it on air. And I know I'll be seeing you online and on Facebook. So thank you for being on air.
No problem. Thank you.
Hold. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, my time is coming to an end, and I do see there's another person on the line, but I really don't have time today. But I really want to thank you for being here. Hopefully that what I've shared with you has been really good for you and that you will understand that as you go into meditation and you make use of your mental capacity and ask for what you want in detail, your life will change.
Well, thank you. you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.